This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a new definition of traveling lightly. The airlines misplaced more than 1 million pieces of luggage this summer.
But first, today is the first day of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For years, the conventional wisdom has been that women should check their breasts for lumps and irregularities every month.
Experts agree early detection starts with monthly home self-exams.
That message came from the manufacturers of a kit that helps women do breast exams at home, but they might not be selling so many of them from now on, at least not in Canada. A few days ago, the Canadian Cancer Society announced it would no longer advise women to examine their breasts monthly. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Once a month, a lot of women do this. At the recommendation of their doctors, while they're in the shower and soaked up, they examine their breasts for suspicious lumps or changes. For about 30 years, it was accepted wisdom. But as additional study results became available, there's been some rethinking about that, at least in North America. In 2003, the American Cancer Society decided studies didn't conclusively support that breast self-examinations, or BSEs, reduce the number of deaths from breast cancer. So it said it is, quote, acceptable for women to choose not to do BSE or to do BSE irregularly. A few days ago, the Canadian Cancer Society suggested women do away with them completely. The Society's spokesperson, Heather Logan, explains why.
What's different about the recommendations today is that we're transitioning away from the very prescriptive, rigorous approach to breast self-exam that has to be done in a very certain way at a very specific time of the month on a regular basis towards breast health awareness.
Logan says the Society's doctors feel the benefits of BSEs aren't clear, whereas some of the drawbacks are. One is the tendency of some women to find every little change, even normal ones, alarming. That leads to additional tests and biopsies to make sure everything's okay, and some of those procedures are painful or have other side effects. And, says Logan, there's another drawback doctors find even more worrisome.
Also a feeling, a false sense of security, that if they've done a BSE, that they don't need to participate in an organized breast cancer screening program with a mammogram and a clinical breast exam.
Radiologist Dr. Rohana Kapadia is chief of mammography at Sinai Grace Hospital, which is part of the Detroit Medical Center. Dr. Kapadia politely and firmly disagrees with the Canadian Cancer Society's latest decision.
In my opinion, breast self-examination is helpful and women should do it.
Although both cancer societies say the life-saving properties of breast self-exams are largely anecdotal, Dr. Kapadia is convinced that breast self-exams do make a difference because she's had this experience several times.
The patient comes with a palpable mass, we do a mammogram, and we may not see it.
But further tests may lead to a definitive answer.
We can go ahead and biopsy it, and often it is malignant.
Kapadia and both North American cancer societies are on the same page about one thing. Women shouldn't rely on their BSEs alone. Self-exams are part of a whole breast health trio that includes a physical exam by a healthcare professional, a doctor or a nurse practitioner, and a mammogram. And while doctors might be divided on the benefits, many women remain determined to do self-examinations anyway. In a local shopping center, Irma Bolden and Jackie Horsford respond this way when asked if they do a monthly BSE.
Yes, I do.
You do need to do it.
And they're not alone. So organizations like Susan G. Komen for the Cure will continue to provide free exam how-to cards in several different languages for the asking and myriad online instructions to make sure that if women are going to do BSEs, they do them correctly.
Use a mirror wide enough to see your whole chest. Check the shape.
The American Cancer Society believes this threefold approach, self-exam, physician exam, and mammogram or ultrasound, may weave a tight enough safety net that many nascent cancers can be caught before radical treatment becomes necessary. And even though the Canadian and American Cancer Societies feel that BSEs can be used optionally, if at all, anecdotes that feature cancers caught early at home may override the professionals' opinions. Jackie Horsford has two friends who are glad they continue to check.
Each time by themselves, they caught the lump. None of them on the mammograms.
So despite this latest announcement, many women will continue to check themselves monthly. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.